There, this is Jenny, and welcome to Writing Lessons From, where usually I take a film or TV show or story that I've consumed and break it down to find the writing lessons that we can use to make our craft better. However, this week is different. It feels stupid to do this the week after an episode on persistence, but in last week's episode, I also mentioned that sometimes quitting is the right thing to do and that I would do an episode on it. And this is that episode. Also, apparently, most podcasts don't make it to 21 episodes. And this is the 21st episode of Writing Lessons From. Huzzah! Which is why I've chosen this episode to be the last. See, it all comes together. It all makes sense. I'm going to talk about when to quit, but first I want to say that while I am stopping this podcast, the written versions are going to continue, and I'll explain why as we, well, I don't know if I'll explain why, but it will become apparent why as we talk about quitting. If you're still interested in Writing Lessons From, particularly in article form that you can skim, please come and join the mailing list so you know when they're available. The link is in the show notes. You'll also get free books, access to giveaways. There's a romance bundle giveaway happening in February, plus freebies and giveaways for the nonfiction books about writing that I am working on. Basically, everything is still happening except for the podcast. Right, on that note, let's get on with it. Let's talk about quitting. I feel like I quit a lot. It's why this podcast still exists up to 21 episodes. I actually wanted to quit last year, but it didn't feel right. There weren't enough episodes. I hadn't made it to 21 yet. And what if there was something small that I was missing that would make everything better? So why last week I asked if anyone had any ideas, because I couldn't think of anything good. And no one responded to that. Tonight, as I was thinking about how to make this week's episode interesting, I realised no one had responded and wondered what I was doing. Podcasts are not overnight successes. I know that. I know. Nothing is. Nothing's an overnight success. Again, we talked about that last week. Please go and listen to that if you haven't done already for more on persistence and overnight successes. And that's why the one big rule of podcasting is that if you're not enjoying it, you should stop. And that goes for everything else too. If you're not enjoying it, you should stop. At the beginning of this month, January, which was, yes, basically a week ago, I joined my town's running club. It's a fantastic club. They've been going for 20 years. It's very professional. It's very organized. It's full of lovely, friendly, welcoming people. They're doing a couch to 5K to welcome new members. And it seemed like a great way to get fit while meeting new people. And here I am, a week later, and I want to quit. The people are lovely, but the small talk is horrendous. Still, I know, I should stick it out, because even though most people don't want to talk with me, it's only been a week. That's not how these things work. It takes longer. But at the end of every run, I'm filled with this crushing low, which doesn't seem like it should be right. Surely if you go to these things, and I've been to exercise-y things before and come away just feeling buzzed and like, yeah, I really enjoyed that. Woo! Not so with this. But most importantly, because it has only been a week, everything hurts. Everything. Not in a, oh, my muscles are aching and I'll get used to it kind of a way, which is how it started off, but in a limping on my ankle, feel like I'm about to injure myself kind of way. The runs are also at times that just don't suit me. I can't do evening runs. I can't. I should be lying on the sofa, preparing, you know, relaxing. I'm going to go to bed soon. I should not be out in the freezing cold running. I basically spend all of that evening of that day feeling sick. And that carries on into the next day, which then affects my work. It affects my sleep. Oh, yes, the people are lovely, but for the most part, I'm standing in the freezing cold, not talking to anyone, and then I'm running and trying not to hurt myself while still keeping up with everyone. And then I'm feeling like crap for the rest of the week. So yeah, gonna quit. Right, back to the podcast. There are aspects of the running club that I enjoy. The crisp weekend morning run, getting out of the house, which is mostly being in the car. I have to drive to this running club. And having some time to myself. Again, in the car. Generally being around nice people, that's nice. I like that. And equally, there are aspects of doing this podcast that I enjoy. The writing, the recording. I say that I've already recorded this once and it didn't record properly and I'm having to do it again. Don't enjoy that. But hey, it's fine. The thing I've enjoyed most about this podcast, however, is learning new skills. And that, I've come to realize, is why I have quit so many things, because I love learning new things. I want to try stuff. And the majority of it doesn't work out, because imagine if it did work out. Imagine if I loved all of it. When would I find the time to do anything? Over the years, I have tried learning to crochet. It left me feeling frustrated and I would see hooks and loops whenever I closed my eyes. Ugh, I quit. I've still got the starter pack upstairs and I keep saying I'm going to try again. But am I though? I tried attending events to sell my books, but I ended up feeling like it was some sort of a scam that I couldn't make back what I'd paid for the table. So I stopped. Again, I tried it again. And actually, I tried it again last year and had a full-blown panic attack about it. So, no, didn't do that. Don't get me started on the amount of jobs I've quit. I've got so many jobs that I have quit. If most managers were actually decent people and good at their jobs, I would probably still be employed full-time right now. Don't know which job I would be employed full-time in, but one of them, definitely. There are lots of things I've tried that I haven't quit, by the way. During the pandemic, I taught myself cover design and I love it. And then I taught myself typesetting and book design and I love that too. I love trying new marketing techniques, putting things together and then waiting to see if there's impact in sales. Get that, you know, that buzz that I don't get from running? I do get that. I make pennies on a book sale and I still get a buzz from it. I also tried I tried beachcombing last year. I started beachcombing and I don't do it as often as I did, mostly because of the weather and also because my house is filling up with, you know, rubbish. But I still really enjoy it. There's still a little thrill of turning over a bit of sea pottery and finding a pattern on it. Oh, my precious. And the podcast is fun in some ways. This podcast is fun. I enjoy the writing and the recording, mostly when it works. But the coming up with ideas, the editing, the putting it together, it feels like such a chore that I've started dreading it. Plus, and I'm saying this as this is the second time I'm having to record this, the having to be perky and fun sounding, particularly when I'm low and I just want to sit in the dark writing a fantasy story for some escapism. Because the problem with podcasting is if you don't sound like you're enjoying yourself, then the podcast isn't fun, is it? So yeah, I'm not sure podcasting is for me. But writing is who I am. Something I know I will never quit. That doesn't mean that I haven't given up on stories, though. So here we go. What are the writing lessons from all of this quitting? Because that's what we're here for. Just imagine, or maybe you don't have to imagine, maybe this has happened to you. You're writing your story and something just isn't right. You find that you have to drag yourself to the screen to keep writing, that each word feels like torture to pull out. It isn't you. You still love writing and storytelling, but something is very wrong. Now, I'm not saying you should quit when storytelling gets hard. There are some things to try first. One, are you just bored with the story? Maybe it's time to freshen it up. Figure out where you started getting bored and start rewriting it from there. Throw something at your characters, something big, something life-threatening or story-threatening, a huge curveball that even you don't know how they're going to get out of. Something that excites you. That's the important bit. It has to excite you. Two, is there something wrong with the characters? If a character or relationship isn't working, go back to the drawing board. It's time to start again. Maybe remove a whole character and replace them with someone different. Which brings us to three. Similarly, is there something wrong with the plot? Characters or plot, if something feels off about the whole story, go back to the start. Go back to the drawing board. Figure out who you're writing this for and try to work out where it went off the rails. Maybe you're trying to write to market, but the whole market makes you want to cry with boredom. Or maybe you're stuck in a trope rut and need to bring in something new. Perhaps you're in the wrong genre because the genre you want to write isn't the one that sells. And for the love of all the gods, please write the genre that excites you the most. Because as with podcasting, if you're not enjoying it, your readers know, your listeners know, everyone can tell. And if you don't know how to fix the story, if you keep going back and trying again, it still isn't working, then it's probably time to quit. Not writing. You don't have to quit writing, unless your gut is telling you to, because it turns out you don't enjoy it, of course. Just quit that story. Park it, shelve it. Maybe you'll want to come back to it later. Or, more likely, you'll move on and find something you fall madly in love with. And that story you quit on, it won't be wasted. It'll have taught you something that you'll take into future stories, because that is the point of trying new things. As writers, we never stop learning. We never stop growing. But sometimes we have to call it quits to make room for something better. I still enjoy writing these. I still enjoy writing them. Writing is the bit I like. Weird that, being a writer and all. So does this mean that no more podcasting from me? Possibly not. There's always a chance I'll come back with something different and hopefully better. And maybe I'll be able to hire a podcast editor to do that bit for me. Who knows? But for now, thank you for listening. You. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate more than you'll ever know for listening to this little podcast. And I hope you'll keep reading and keep telling stories in whichever way you choose. I can't remember at the beginning of this episode if I said the mailing list is in the show notes. The link to the mailing list is in the show notes, guys. Go sign up. Thank you. This world is hard at the moment. But it is better when we create. And the only way we can create is when we try new things. Never, never be afraid to quit the thing that isn't fun, to make way for something that will bring you joy and maybe a book deal. Live long and prosper, storytellers. I'll see you on the mailing list.